It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. It's Wednesday, January 2nd. I'm Jay Gabler, congratulating Justin Bieber on having 2019's hottest music-related footwear. Apparently his hotel slippers that he's selling in his clothing line have already sold out. So cool. He's the new Post Malone. Anyway, as we mentioned, we're changing things up a little bit in the new year. I'm hosting on Wednesday. Jade will take the helm on Tuesdays, and we'll both co-host on Mondays and Thursdays, giving you Friday to catch up on any episodes you might have missed or just listen to music. Today, I'll be talking about Lady Gaga's new Vegas residency and the fact that there are not one, but two competing festivals scheduled to mark the 50th anniversary of the original Woodstock. But first, here are a few more of today's headlines. Lana Del Rey's new album is in the can and ready to go, says the singer-songwriter via Instagram. No word yet on when the album called Norman Rockwell will be released, but she'll drop a new song next Wednesday, and an Instagram post includes a snippet of the song.
I was reading some errands and I got to thinking I thought.
Oh, and she's also finished a short book of poetry, so watch for that too. Washington state legislators have voted to rename a post office in honor of Seattle native Jimi Hendrix. The Renton Highlands Post Office, which will be renamed the James Marshall Jimi Hendrix Post Office, is located in the Seattle suburbs near where Hendrix is buried. Adam Smith, the state representative who sponsored the renaming bill, said, "This designation will further celebrate Hendrix's deep connection to the Puget Sound region and help ensure that his creative legacy will be remembered by our community and inspire future generations." Presuming that future generations will use the mail. I added that part. Singer Ray Sawyer has died of an undisclosed illness at age 81. Sawyer was best known as the co-founder and frontman of Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. The name of that band was actually inspired by the Peter Pan pirate Captain Hook because Ray Sawyer wore an eye patch having lost his right eye in a car accident. The band, who later shortened their name to just Dr. Hook, had a string of hits in the 70s and memorably toured with up-and-comer Bruce Springsteen as an opening act in 1973. In the early 70s, they released two full albums of songs written by Shel Silverstein, including one that defined the pinnacle of music fame, the cover of Rolling Stone. If you want to know where I learned about Ray Sawyer's death, well, you've got three guesses and two don't count.
Rolling Stone. Wanna see my picture on the cover.
Lyricist Norman Gimbel has died of undisclosed causes at age 91. From the 50s through the 70s, Gimbel wrote the words for a wide range of popular songs, including the bossa nova classic The Girl from Ipanema, Peggy Lee's I Will Follow Him, and Jim Croce's I Got a Name. Not to mention, he co-wrote the themes for Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
Gimbel won an Oscar for It Goes Like It Goes, performed by Jennifer Warnes on the soundtrack of the 1979 Sally Field drama Norma Rae, and he won a Song of the Year Grammy for Killing Me Softly with His Song, a 1973 Roberta Flack hit that went back up the charts when the Fugees released their version of the song in 1996. On top of the world, with a big Grammy nomination and an Oscar nomination very likely to follow, Lady Gaga opened a Las Vegas residency on Friday with a show called Enigma. Billboard calls Enigma the show she was born to perform. Katy Perry, Dave Grohl, and Adam Lambert were among the celebrities in the house for the first show of the 26-state residency at Park MGM. At a later show, her fellow Vegas resident Celine Dion was in the crowd. The show's 20 songs start with Just Dance and end with Shallow, her epic song from A Star is Born. The show opens with Gaga descending from the rafters in a mirror ball catsuit playing a guitar. Later, she interacts with a giant robot and an artificial life form called Enigma. She plays a winged piano and she covers David Bowie's I'm Afraid of Americans. At the end, she comes out wearing only an oversized shirt from her own vintage merch and says, For a really long time, I felt so misunderstood about the way I dressed, the way I talked, my attitude. They thought it was shallow. I'm so proud to be this far, but the truth is, you gave birth to me. This summer will mark the 50th anniversary of the original Woodstock Festival, and there are going to be not one, but two anniversary events competing with one another. Well, in kind of a friendly way, it seems. So the official Woodstock brand is owned by the festival's co-creator, Michael Lang, who's long been talking about having a 50th anniversary celebration and promises he's releasing details soon. One thing we do know about Lang's event is that it's not going to be held at Bethel Woods, the original festival site. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts is holding its own festival this year, not named Woodstock, but happening on the exact 50th anniversary dates. There's no lineup for that festival yet, but hotels in the area are already filling up.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Will you stand up and walk out on me?
At least publicly, there's no beef between the two festivals. In a statement, Lang says, "I'm delighted that Bethel Woods is doing events in the coming year to celebrate what we brought to life in 1969. It's all about peace and love, right?
Oh, baby,
speaking of peace and love, surely those are the words that come to mind when you think of bands like Korn, Buckcherry, Everclear, Offspring, and Creed. As you may recall, they were all in the lineup at Woodstock 99, and a comics artist named Ramon Villalobos went viral this week when he decided to watch archival video from that festival and live tweet it. In the thread, readers were reminded of memorable moments like the singer from Lit chugging Jägermeister, Scott Stapp's outfit, which, as Ramon Villalobos describes it, was a billowy white soft shirt and a badass bootcut jean pant. There was DMX getting so sweaty he had to remove his red overalls, and Brian Setzer bringing that 90s swing revival energy while dressed as if, as Ramon puts it, all the guys from Green Day got merged together in a fly-like accident.
Well, this cat slid out of the town, all the cats be out, while with the crown.
Villalobos argues that Woodstock 99 was the best Woodstock of all Woodstocks. He says, "I didn't think I was ready. And then, of course, Korn opens with Blind, and Jonathan Davis is like, 'Are you ready?' And I found myself in that moment extremely ready."
Come on, Woodstock!
That's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. You can sign up to get our email newsletter at thecurrent.org/musicnews. We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines.
E fica mais lindo por causa do amor.